This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Sal Capaccio.
I make a special carpaccio for you, right?
Yes. Oh, now that sounds really good.
Oh, you like?
Hey, get away! Get away from my wife with that!
What's the matter, carpaccio no good?
What do you do now?
They don't like a carpaccio.
They like carpaccio.
Oh. On WGR.
I make a carpaccio for you.
Sports Radio 550.
There are different ways, aren't there, that sort of splash water in your face that football is back. One I just had, listening to Sean McDermott read down injuries. Like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's specific now.
Here we are, right.
It's not a game week or anything, but, you know, his voice, and here are the players who are hurt, and here's what we're going to tell you about what's bothering them. I wasn't all the way ready for that. I have known today was coming for a long time, but I wasn't all the way ready for McDermott's voice breaking down injuries, but of course he would be doing that. Training camp coverage on WGR continues. Here is Sal Capaccio with us on the Wester Hotline. Sal, I mean, I think probably for the most part, this is a joyous day for you and for the, you know, for the fans.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I mean, when you cover football for a living, to me, I've always looked at my job as a privilege. You know, it's not a job. It's not work. When you get a chance to do something like this, you love it. So from that standpoint, it's a joyous day to be able to do something you love and get paid for it, no doubt about it. It also represents a big shift in everybody's life, you know, who does this for a living. You know, this is something now that we're a part of every day for the next several months. And out here at St. John Fisher, you know, there's a lot of work to be done, and starts early in the morning. I mean, get on the radio at 7, you have a press conference at 9:15, practice at 9:45. After that, I just recorded a podcast with Matt Bove before I came on with you guys, got an article to write, got more stuff to do tonight. So that's not complaining, just it's a lot, right, to take in. You just kind of have to keep everything where it needs to be, so to speak. That being said, fans coming out from their perspective, a great chance for them to see their Buffalo Bills again, right? I mean, it's been a long time, and I think every season brings new hope. It doesn't matter if it's 2013 with EJ Manuel and a team that, you know, hasn't made the playoffs at that point in 13 years, or it's 2017 with Sean McDermott coming in, everybody thinking that they're going to be the worst team in the league with some of the moves they made, or right now with the league MVP. I think that, you know, fans love seeing their Buffalo Bills, and this has been a great partnership here at St. John Fisher for a quarter of a century now, and so much so, it is very, very hard to get a ticket right now, guys.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the next thing I was going to bring up is I can remember feeling as though we needed to get, I think the Bills wanted us to help get the, here's what you, it's the Verizon store, or it's Wegmans, or whatever the outlet would have been.
Yep.
And, you know, here's the process. And, you know, those tickets were available. Now, I don't think not one time, I know for myself, I won't speak for the entire show, I've had some time off, but that doesn't even come up as something. The Bills don't need our help. The tickets just disappear. Like, as soon as they're available, they're gone. It's just, it's crazy. And I don't want to take it for granted, but, I mean, it hasn't been like that for that long, but it's pretty regular now that it just runs itself, kind of.
Yeah, and not only that, Bulldog, even to go even further, I mean, people get upset because they can't get tickets. They try and try, and they just can't get tickets anywhere. I get people asking me all the time, like, can you get tickets to camp? How do you get tickets to camp? Can you help me get tickets to camp? No, it's tough, right? I know a lot of people personally, family members, they can't get tickets to camp. Some people got lucky. They're here. I saw a lot of people I've seen in years past, and whether that's fans or people with, you know, corporate partnerships or something like that. So it definitely is, but it is also a team that now is, you know, they have the league MVP. They've been very, very good, obviously, for a while, and expectations, again, coming into 2025 are really high. And, you know, to get to a Super Bowl and to win a Super Bowl, that's where we've landed, and that's where we remain as this team, you know, arrives at St. John Fisher today.
James Cook did not need a ticket. If he did, he got one on the field. What's your analysis of, from what was said today and what you saw, how this has played out?
You know, we said, and I said with you guys for a while, it either becomes a really big story or becomes no story at all. It's one day of talking about it today. I think after today, I don't know how much we talk about James Cook's contract, to be quite honest. I think the only two ways we talk about it are, A, if he gets hurt, unfortunately, because then it becomes a story of, hey, here's a guy that this is why he wanted to get paid, and now look at him because he has an injury. Or B, just kind of during the season at some point, he has a monster game, or just kind of you look at his usage and, you know, we're going to say, oh, James Cook's, somebody at the end of the year whose contract's expiring. What are they going to do with him? The other side, though, would have been very, very noteworthy for quite a while. If he had showed up and not done anything and done the hold in, then I think we'd be talking about that now a lot, and it would be something we'd be monitoring every single day. I think because he showed up, because he practiced, because of the messaging that came from Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean, about how good of a teammate he is, how much he wants to be here with his guys and be on the field, I think everything just kind of goes away from the contractual standpoint right now until something else happens to bring it up.
Right. And I wonder, Sal, you and I think, have been pretty aligned on this, like not being optimistic that they were going to get something done here during this offseason. But now that we're in camp, I wonder if the Bills, like I assume they had a number, they had some offer for him that didn't meet what Cook was looking for, and so no deal was made. I wonder if all along they've had like an extra, you know, one last try, here's an extra couple whatever, guaranteed monies or whatever it is. Now that he showed up and has been such a, you know, he's not been a disturbance at all. I mean, the only disturbances have been on social media. Like, to the team, he's been at everything he was supposed to be at, and he's participated. So I wonder if there's one last, like, well, we were willing to go to, I'll pick a number, 10. Here's 11.5 or 12, or, you know, we're willing to give you $17 million guaranteed. Here's 22. You know, it's just something to try to bridge the gap between what he might have been looking for and what their, you know, their number was. Like, I wonder if they've always had like a second ceiling, so to speak, for a moment like this.
You never know. They don't obviously tell us those things, right. But I wouldn't be surprised, right? If there was something like that going on. So when Brandon Bean sat down today, like, I happened to shoot off the first question to him, and I hope it was a solid question, because my fear is we ask a bad question, it's on Hard Knocks, to be quite honest. Like, I think about that now.
You're going to be on
right?
point.
Like, oh my God, yes. Like, I asked a bad question, and all of a sudden now I'm a meme on Hard Knocks. I asked him to take us through, like, what's been the dialogue? What's been the history between the James Cook's representatives and you up until now? And, you know, he said they have a good relationship, maybe a great relationship, whatever, especially with James. He's kept an open dialogue with his representatives, and he said he'll continue to keep an open dialogue with his representatives, right? Which is to say nothing's closed off. You never know. Maybe something happens here at camp. Maybe something happens during the season. Now, I don't think that's necessarily going to happen. I think just based on what we've heard from James Cook and seen on social media, what we know about kind of how the Bills feel about that position and their allocation of resources, it doesn't feel like that's going to happen. So that gets me to, okay, James Cook is here. He's practicing. He squawked on social media about, you know, what he wanted. But at the end of the day, like, did he have to do that then? Like, why did he do that? You know, because it almost seems, I have it in my head, the way he looked and the way he sounded at minicamp when he was asked about it. This is me giving commentary on this. I don't know. He didn't say this, but it almost felt like regret. You know what I mean? It almost, to me, I felt like he almost regretted putting that out there. The way he treated it, he almost didn't even acknowledge that he put those numbers out there. Instead of backing it up and saying, yeah, you know, I'm hey, I want to get paid, I'm worth it. He said, I like my money, that's why I'm here. But when he was asked, like, why did you send that message of that money? I don't know. It's just something I did. And if I felt like, okay, well, if that's the case, like, was it was kind of not that it mattered at that time of the offseason, but it became a bit of a distraction, I think, from just everything else. Not that a distraction on the field yet because they weren't practicing, but you guys know what I mean. Like, it just seems like, okay, what was the purpose for that then?
Again, it's poker. I just won the last hand, and I've got all these chips in front of me. And even though I have 9-3 offsuit, here, let's go. Raise. Oh, no, oh my God, I have 9-3. Oh, my God, I wasn't even thinking about my hand. I don't know. It was meaningful to me that you said, how you said yesterday you were just a little bit confused by, or Monday, how he was talking. And we listened to a different clip from him, and he was the same way, I thought. I was confused. Like, he was kind of saying everything. What I deserve, but I don't want to be cancer. If it's a poker game, the Bills, at least to this point, read him right. Because maybe they just didn't take him that seriously as somebody that would stay away. And what happened? He didn't stay away.
Well, listen, I've said this to you guys. I know for sure I said it on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. And I've been right about my conviction on Brandon Bean on this. And you guys know this, and I'm sure you would have said the same thing. You know how Brandon Bean operates. Brandon Bean wasn't about to go to where the numbers we heard James Cook wanted to. Like, once we kind of knew where Brandon Bean stood on it, it wasn't happening. Now, it doesn't mean he can't get something done at a different number, but there was never a chance for me, once we knew kind of what James Cook was putting out there with $15 million, how Brandon Bean talked about pivoting to other guys because, you know, just they couldn't get on the same page. I never saw Brandon Bean caving, so to speak, to anything that James Cook, that type of money.
Bean wouldn't go to $15 million, and Cook wouldn't go to the mattresses on this. Like, everybody's just sort of okay so far. One last thing for me on him, because he's not the only thing going on here, is the word hopeful that Bean used, maybe to your question about Cook being here next year. It's another way of sounding, I think, that makes you think, like, yeah, you know, if he comes over to where we think is a realistic place, we'll do it.
That's right. I agree with that. But it's also just that, you know, you have him, you still have levers you can pull to keep him in a Bills uniform next year, right?
Right.
You have a franchise tag.
It's up to them.
Transition tag. Yeah. So Brandon Bean talking like that, I think what he's basically telling you is, you know, he's not going to burn bridges here. He's not going to say something that makes James Cook say, okay, forget it. I want to be in another organization, another team. He's not even telling you he's going to have he's hopefully get a contract extension. He's just like, yeah, he's on our team. We love him, and we hope he's here next year. There's other ways that they can do that.
Right. Most ideally, Cook coming to their number eventually because he realizes that, you know, whatever he was hoping for isn't going to materialize. And, you know, bird in the hand. That's why I mentioned, like, you know, I don't mean to be like trying to play both, like walk both sides of the street here. I've not been optimistic about them getting something done. But I just wonder if at this point, the way Cook has acted, showing up and everything, if whatever amount of guaranteed money that is going to be, you know, maybe four times the amount he's going to get paid this year if he just plays out this last year of his contract, might look pretty good at this point, unless he wants to just bet on himself. But, you know, that bet comes with, you know, there's a downside, and that's, you know, what happens if something goes wrong and you're injured and now the whole thing sort of goes up in smoke.
Yeah, and look, as of now, as of today, as of July 23rd, the start of training camp, James Cook is here. He's practicing. I did not see him do anything any differently than he normally would do in any other practice. We'll see if that remains the same. And we go forward here, and he's a guy going into the last year of a contract, just like a guy like Connor McGovern.
Sal, some have asked me to ask you, what was the highlight of the day? The best of training camp, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Get a Northtown Engine Shield engine protection warranty on new and used vehicles.
Well, the highlight was, you have big picture, small picture, but it's related. The highlight was Max Hairston. He had a really fantastic play that the Bills actually tweeted out a video of, and you guys can watch that. It's a slow motion from the back of the end zone. KJ Hamler is like wide open. He's the only guy in the frame. The ball's coming to him from Mitch Trubisky, and out of nowhere, Max Hairston comes and makes the play on the ball. And I would say that was just representative of the type of day Max Hairston had. He had a really good day out here. And, I mean, after OTAs and minicamp and, you know, trying to line up right a few times, having a bit of an uneven, you know, camp, a couple plays here, a couple, you know, times he got beat there, I wasn't that optimistic he'd come here and just kind of get right in and look good with the ones or the twos, and, you know, him and Tre'Davious White both doing that. But he did. He had a couple of nice plays. That was one of them. And the other that I noted in my story at WGR550.com was there was a throw to Curtis Samuel, and Harrison was like one-on-one on the outside. It was a red zone period. Curtis Samuel caught it just as he's going to the sideline. And if Harrison doesn't get there as quick as he does, he might turn upfield. But because he got there so quick, he just rode him out of bounds. It was a minimal gain. That play, both plays, are just an example of how fast he is and how quick he can get to the football.
We talked about whether there would be Dalton Kincaid observations. Are there any?
Mm-hmm. There are. He had a very nice day today overall. Caught a couple of passes, a couple of touchdowns. I think both from Josh, if I remember correctly. I know at least one. Now, I would say with the caveat, one of them, I'm pretty sure Josh would have been sacked, you know, but they don't do that here at training camp, obviously. So the play stayed alive. So Dalton had another second, you know, catch the ball. He did in the back of the end zone. And on the other one, he worked his way back from the back of the end zone. It was a really nice play by him. Like, he was in the back of the end zone. There were two defenders. He kind of saw Josh back there looking around. So he worked his way back right upfield. Josh kind of put it in a really good spot so that when he came forward, he kind of moved in between the two defenders to get it. And he surprised him. So I like that. Now, as far as anything, him getting bigger, I tried to look at that. It's tough to tell. These guys are, right. You know, I mean, these guys are professional athletes. But, yeah, I tried to make an observation that I do think his arms and shoulders do look a little bit broader, you know, but I don't know. I'm not sitting there comparing, you know, Zapruder film to, you know, what he was last year.
What about the stuff with the guys who didn't work today? Is there anything, mm-hmm. It doesn't sound there's anything to be alarmed about, but I want to just, you know, clear that with you.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. I agree, especially considering Sean McDermott and Brandon Beans, one of them, the way they basically phrased it, which is we're going to be overly cautious when it comes to the veterans, Dawson Knox and Spencer Brown, because these guys know what we do, right? They don't have to rush back. You can wait on them. When they're ready, they'll play. They have all the trust in their medical staff. I was a bit concerned when they signed a tight end, Matt Sokol. We were on the air yesterday when you guys and I said, hey, you could have anything happen here at any moment. And sure enough, it did right at that moment. And as at that moment, when I was saying, you know, about 24 hours ago, you know, I'd be a little concerned because they signed a tight end, but I think that's because what we learned today, Dawson has a hamstring injury, so you want to make sure you give that some time, right? I mean, it's not worth putting Dawson Knox out there in week one of training camp or even week two maybe and putting him out there any earlier than it has to be out there. So you got to have guys get some reps so that guys like Dalton Kincaid and Jackson Hawes aren't out there taking every single rep. And you have to have a plan there, so that's why they did that. So the word is basically Dawson Knox hamstring. He's on the NFI, not football injured. Spencer Brown back, as Sean said, flared up a bit. Didn't seem like there's anything he's too overly concerned about. But, you know, with Spencer Brown's back injuries history.
Go on. I think I know what happened. I think Sal was finally lashing back at not getting a Yankees question after they won one. Enough with these guys. Always when they lose. They always have a Yankees question.
I was saving Yankee questions for the end.
I had one too.
Yeah, right.
But
we got your back, Sal.
I think he just felt like enough already with these two.
Yeah.
That's his way of protesting. He went to the mattresses.
Sal, we clipped off there talking about Dawson Knox. So the other
my apologies.
It happens. Laviska Shenault, he's a long shot to make it to begin with, and to be not there to start is not great.
Agreed. And I was going to say same thing. So thank you. You're right. Laviska Shenault needs to be on the field. He's not like Dawson Knox. He's not like Spencer Brown, where he's not on the field. You know, right now it's going to be fine. He'll be fine. But Laviska Shenault needs to be available. He needs to be on the field. That wasn't the case today. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. Lower leg strain is the way that Sean McDermott turned it.
Did your son further his quest to see Anthony Volpe traded after that mid-game throwing error last night, number 13?
We did not see the throwing error last night. We got home late. We had maybe one of the longest ever major division 10, 11-year-old baseball games ever played.
Uh-oh.
That's because once you get to the playoffs, the time limit is 2:15 before you can start a new inning, not 1:50 like the regular season. But it was awesome and intense, and it went a full 2:20 probably. And it's double elimination. They were the one seed. Our team is the two seed. They were undefeated all year, the team we played, my son's team. And guys, it was awesome, and it went down to the last inning with literally, like, we wound up winning and giving them their first loss of the year and the only loss in the double elimination. And it came down to 5-4 in the sixth with the tying run on base and the winning run at the plate, and then we wound up getting out of it. So it was really cool. So no, we didn't see that. Anyway, I just had to throw that because it was a super cool baseball
game. Yeah, right. Well, we were both of us were watching the Yankee game for you.
Oh, good.
I was watching the Jays, but sure.
I came home. I did first thing I saw. Okay, 4-4. Come on, what are you doing here? I didn't realize they blew the lead and they had been up. And then I saw that happen. And then, the Ben Rice home run obviously was just monstrous. They needed that. Devin Williams still scares me coming in, but he's a lot better now than he was early in the season, so I'm a little more confident. But it got a little hairy there at the end, but they needed that.
Do teams play games with the time limit?
No, I haven't seen that. I've seen that in tournament play before. I haven't seen it in our type of league, and it wasn't even close to that. You know, you can't start a new inning after a certain time, and yep. I mean, guys, it was already, the game started at 6. It was 7:05, and we're in the third inning. That's a long little league game, right?
Been there.
And we're like, holy cow. But it was also, at that time, it was 3-1. It was low scoring. So you know, you still had a good game going on. So anyway, that means the championship, so to speak, is Saturday, and if the team Max plays on wins, they're the champions. They win. If they lose, it comes down to one final game between them and whoever beats them, because we got to lose twice. That comes down next Tuesday, and I would be home for that because the Bills practice on Tuesday, not on Wednesday.
And they're on the field tomorrow and Friday, right?
Tomorrow and Friday. So the way this schedule works this year is three on, one off, three on. They are practicing 6 out of the first 7 days of camp. So, yeah, they'll be on the field tomorrow. It's going to be very hot tomorrow.
Yeah.
During the afternoon, the heat index is like 100 degrees. So, you know, I know people have asked, would they practice in the heat? Yes. I mean, that kind of heat, I don't know. But it's not going to be like that kind of hot heat when they practice. And they did end a little earlier today. It wasn't even noon when they got – it was like 11:30 when they ended today.
And do you have an idea at this point when pads will go on for the first time? I know teams more and more really ease into that, but eventually they will get to, you know, pads and some live hitting and goal line and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it'll either be Sunday or Monday next week. I'm not really sure on that exactly. So either Sunday or Monday next week, I'm pretty sure. I think they have to go 3 days without pads and that. But sometimes, a lot of times when you come back after a day off, coaches don't want to get you right into pads. You want to get you acclimated again with your bodies, and then they'll put the pads on the next day. But, you know, it's funny. I just did the podcast with Matt, like I said, and Matt was talking about how he was really impressed with TJ Sanders and Deion Walker today. And I'm not here to tell you you shouldn't be. Like, I think that they were both, you know, impressive in their own right when I saw them. But I'm going to be super honest. I don't watch a lot of the line when there's no pads on, guys. Like, I'm really looking a lot.
Right.
I'm more looking at reps. I'm looking who's where. I'm looking at the skill position, guys. I start paying attention to the O-line and the D-line a lot more once the pads come on.
Very good. Thank you, Sal.
You got it, guys.
That's our man, Sal Capaccio. His appearances are brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Coverage of Bills Camp from St. John Fisher, brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. By Outlet Liquor, when you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? Mm-hmm. By Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys, and driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today.
You know what I just did? I just told on myself. I didn't proofread the sponsors because I didn't need to do the outlet liquor read. It was in there.
Yeah, it's in there.
And I should. Yeah.
Well, they deserve it.
Yeah, good for the double dip. I just, you know, but no.
The double dip.
Yeah.
They slurped the dipperino, as was coined on ADP Chasing, maybe unfortunately, yesterday morning. If you know, you know. All right, James Cook, no biggie. 803-0550, your reaction on that. Other Bills camp topics we'll get into. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, it's what happens when you've had success. People want to kind of see what's behind the curtain a little bit. The important thing for us is that we can, while we're here, build that connection and build that trust that is so important to building the chemistry that we need. You know, we have nothing to hide. We are who we are. I think the cool part about this is people see us on Sunday. They see us on game day. Now they get a chance to see that what we do on Sunday is exactly what we do Monday through Saturday. And I think that's the cool piece about it. The increased noise, if you will, is maybe in some ways good practice for us to really hone in and focus and get our focus where it needs to be.
Sean McDermott, Hard Knocks in town, and the show debuts 2 weeks from yesterday, August 5th. Will you have access to it?
Sure. Yes, I am a...
you have it all.
Whatever, Max, HBO. Yeah, yes.
You have it all.
I don't have it all. I have that subscription, though. I will be watching that.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be, if you end up not similarly equipped, I will be our Hard Knocks correspondent.
I definitely will not have access by then.
Want to come over?
Do I have to bring something? Probably you should, right? Anytime you go over somebody's house, you have to. You want to have something.
It's not really necessary.
I can't see it happening, but we'll think about it. Yeah. I'll run it by my crew.
Don't do that. I really don't want you to come.
You don't want everybody.
I don't even want you. No. I don't want anyone. I'd rather just hear about it. I want my doorbell to never ring, which it never does. I don't have a doorbell. I don't have it set up to make noise when there are people there.
That takes care of that, I guess.
I get pictures.
If you don't want your doorbell to ring, take it out. I don't want this to seem trite because that's boring and we'll move on. But, you know, here's McDermott talking about nothing to hide, how we work is who we are. I think they probably deserve a lot of credit for not really cracking yet under the weight of the Chiefs' losses. You know, just it's 4 times in 5 years and then the Bengals won too. I mean, 5 years in a row, they've gone out mid to late in the playoffs to the same two teams. And isn't it how noteworthy or commendable is it that this team, you know, maybe that's part of the story with Cook being in today. Like, there is just really no drama or backlash or conflict, it seems. I mean, right?
Or even fatigue with the similarity in their demise each season. Like, they just sort of, they have the ability. I think they do. I think McDermott probably deserves, and probably Bean too, but McDermott is more, you know, around the players day to day whenever all this stuff is going on, especially now once we're into training camp. Just keeping them on track. You know, there isn't really any sign of that. Like, that there, I think we out here we get worn out by it, but I don't feel like they are at all. I mean, I don't know what's going on in their heads. I try to imagine someone, you know, after the season, even like months after the season, sitting down with one of us in the media and saying like, yeah, I don't know, man. You know, I don't think we're ever going to get there. I mean, play the opposite game, like you always say, right? No one's ever going to tell you that they have doubts about their ability to actually get to the top of the mountain. But there's just no outward sign of that being a struggle for them mentally. They're just there and ready to go. I think, you know, having a quarterback that can play at the level that Allen can play at is certainly a reason to always have that hope. I mean, I think that might sound like it gets overstated at times, but I don't think you can ever overstate it. It is simply, you have a shot if you've got a guy that can play at that level. I mean, the rest of the roster matters. Everybody's got a job to do, yada, yada. But, man, you've got that guy, however bummed out you might be on January whatever, after you lose that game to the Chiefs again, you're going to take your time and take your off season and heal up and whatever, and mentally just, all right, I'm playing with that guy and let's go. This is the year. We can do it this year.
But there are so many players, and I think there would have to be some that have their doubts. And McDermott's job is to remove them, right? Like, to not
count on them, at least.
To not have players think like that they can't win. I can't imagine there aren't some, though. In the same way there are fans, I think in Nick Costos, right? Not a Bills fan, but an analyst. And he's like, look, I'll just tell you, I don't think the Bills will ever win with him. Allen is not Mahomes, and McDermott is definitely not Andy Reid. I just don't think they'll ever win. And I don't want to – I'm not there, like, if I need to say so, but – I get it. I mean, it's been four times in 5 years, and the Bills have had home field in one game, and they've been so close in three of the four. The first one could have been close, too. It just wasn't. So you can understand. I mean, there are fans who think this way,
yeah,
and there are maybe more, a higher percentage of non-fans who would say this about the Bills. This has been Ross Tucker on our show for 2 years. Like, when it comes down to it, who are you picking? Okay, well, another year went by, and that mm-hmm. wasn't disproved. So I would think there'd be players. I would say, I think, not so much about like the Bills themselves, but I don't think this is really how players think. I think players are sort of trained to not think about, to not look ahead, right? To not cart before the horse. You know, they know to put their work in. It's game at a time. It's all that stuff. But they also follow the NFL and listen to, watch shows and talk to friends who have all these opinions. You know, I think there'd be a lot of people, and maybe some who would be on the team, be like, everything about Allen, it's great, but how have we not beaten this team yet? Like, why not? Oh, well, we never take the ball away, and they score 30 points a game on us, if not higher. What's the average? It's higher than 30 points a game in those four games. Like, Is that supposed to change here? You want to do your part to see to it, and you don't want to be thinking about this in July. Doesn't help you to think this, definitely doesn't help you in July. But I would think there'd be players who would believe that they might not think they'll get there. And, you know, the Bills are a tough case for this because they're so close. Like, the Bills might be a team where it's true that nobody thinks that way.
Yeah.
Like, today I've got, can writers figure this out? There's a Myles Garrett comment. Myles Garrett expects to win the Super Bowl. Can we please instead write, Myles Garrett says he expects to win the Super Bowl? Because he might not really expect to win the Super Bowl as a member of the Cleveland Browns. He might not really mean it. He's going to say it. You're going to ask him if he expects to win the Super Bowl. And he's going to, what is he going to say? No. Don't say he expects. Say he says he expects. Jaden Daniels, not worried about McLaurin holdout. Can we please just add those same two words? Jaden Daniels says he's not worried about a McLaurin holdout. Because he might actually be worried about that. If he is, he will not tell you. Can we just do that? It's very simple, and it's necessary. Because are we really expecting all these football people to be at their word? We know they're not. All right. And rant.
Yeah. Well, I this came up, I think, one day when you were away before I went away. Obviously I'm not on the team. I'm just in here. And I know the fans are, there are those fans out there, you know, actual Bills fans, not Nick Costos, who've latched onto that and believe that. And they believe that since 13 seconds happened and they haven't been wrong yet. But for me, it's not hard for me to get back to a place every year. You know, it's a new year. And the games have been very close, especially recently. I mean, the first one was the biggest, you know, the biggest lopsided game of the four of them, the playoff games anyway, that they've lost to the Chiefs. And I think with that quarterback on your team and the rest of the roster, it's not like they're weak in any real area. We have our concerns about whether there's enough at receiver, but I have no trouble at all believing they could win it. Like shouldn't surprise you or anyone who's listened to us and me for any amount of time. Like, I just do not subscribe to, they can't do it. They're right there. And four games isn't really that many games. You know, like I know it's repetitive, but I don't know, as long as I've got that guy and he's in his prime still, like, this will get harder to say maybe 3 or 4 years from now. Or hopefully it's longer than that. When Allen's running starts to maybe die down and he's just not as dangerous a player all around, you know, maybe he'll find a way to be more even effective than he is now as a passer when his running starts to, you know, dissipate from his game just because of age and attrition, physical attrition. But for now, until further notice, I have no trouble at all believing they could win it. Like, I don't view McDermott as some impediment to that at all myself. But, you know, that's just me. I think having Allen, like, I believe in the just keep knocking on the door. With that said, I don't want that to last forever. Like, at some point, something's going to have to change if they can't get over that hump. And it certainly should not be Josh Allen. So, you know, figure that out when we get there. But I don't know, man. I'm still very optimistic about their chances going into this year.
Back to the original point, they just have not had very much discord through this. You know, what guys think, they know to mostly keep that to themselves if it's at all negative. Like, they're not going to tell us. But whatever form that would take, you know, just malcontents or players that are not on board, you know, like, they've won so much, it wouldn't necessarily be that there'd be these players, but the heartbreaking losses, you know, like, I think they deserve some credit for not having more of that. Maybe this is, it's not just Cook, you know, it's top of mind a little bit because they got to a place here with their running back. He just walked in. I'm here. Let's go. And that to many would have been unexpected. But really just overall, Hard Knocks comes in. Hey, it's just, we're good. This is what happens. Show yourself around, you know, whatever you need. Make yourself at home. Anyway, maybe it's not a great point, but I do think it's kind of cool that they haven't had more go sideways for them after all these Chief heartbreaks. Here's John next. Hi, John.
How you doing? Just calling in because I remember the Kansas City game this year, And we barely threw the ball. I mean, most of the passes were down the line of scrimmage, a lot of them in that game. And I know everybody's saying the wide receivers are going to be fine, but we really haven't improved there. We basically swapped out Hollins for Palmer, and Palmer never stays healthy. So you really, that's kind of a wash. And then you trade for Cooper because nobody can get open, and he's gone. So I really don't see how we improve there at all. I know we got Moore, but he's bounced around the league. So that's kind of a concern for me. Just want to see what you guys think about that.
I mean, listen, let me get you the Odyssey app because we talk about this every day. I mean, you say everybody says no problem. That's a different world that I'm familiar with. I work here, and we've had that knocked on our door.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, what do you guys mean there's a problem at wide receiver? So it's definitely not that nobody thinks the way you do. You have a lot of company. And I'm with you. If Josh Palmer makes a real difference, I think it's probably to be expected that he'll make some plays for them. But if Josh Palmer or Elijah Moore show up with like 70 catches or anything like that, I think it's almost shocking if that happens. Somebody has to catch Hollins' passes. Maybe they get behind more in games and there's more passing and they're able to just sort of alt the volume ramps up that way. But yeah, I think it very much is a question about them. I think it might be on offense. It's to me, they're easily their biggest question is the receiver talent. And, you know, defensively, maybe it's the secondary. I can appreciate this Max Hairston play today. I saw it. The Bills are going to tweet, good things that Max Hairston does. What they're not going to do is necessarily tweet good things that undrafted free agent cornerbacks do in these practices, because Hairston's the guy. He's the one that matters. Like, they're going to show you his best side. And, you know, he made that play. Sal was there. He vouched for it and spoke up about Hairston today. But that is kind of the message the Bills would want to send.
Palmer has missed 10 games total over 4 years. So I don't know if that's exactly injury prone. 17 games played, 16, 10 in 23, 15 last year.
Sounds like one injury.
Right. One year, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think of him as that either. Thanks, John. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, at 803-0550. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.